for Annie. Introduction. Reimagining the creation of the American Constitution. This epoch will be a third revolution in the United States. Comte de Moustier to Comte de Montmorin, June 9, 1789. Nearly 2 years after the United States Constitution had been written, James Jackson took to the floor of the first Congress to draw attention to the amorphous, inchoate character of the nation's founding instrument. Quote, "Our Constitution," unquote, he stressed, quote, "is like a vessel just launched and lying at the wharf. She is untried. You can hardly discover any one of her properties," unquote. The Georgia representative was emphasizing something that was inescapably clear at the time, but has since proved difficult to see, that when the Constitution first appeared, it was shrouded in uncertainty. People were unclear about not only what the Constitution meant, but far more fundamentally, what the Constitution itself actually was. Over the course of the next decade, many openly wondered about its defining makeup, about the Constitution of the Constitution. As Representative John Vining of Delaware remarked 2 years after Jackson, quote, "On some occasions, the Constitution is like the sensitive plant which shrinks from the smallest touch. On others, it is like the sturdy oak which braves the force of thunder," unquote. Such vivid attempts at imagining the Constitution's constitutive identity speak volumes. Before it could have meaning, command, authority, or regulate life, the Constitution first had to be conceived in the mind and given fundamental characteristics. This book is about those imaginings, their development, their transformation, their consequences, and, above all, the struggle over their legitimacy. In turn, it is about how grasping the significance of these imaginings forces us to reimagine the conventional story of the Constitution's creation. There has been no shortage of attention lavished on the Constitution's birth. Much of this interest emanates from its obvious historical importance. Drafted during the summer of 1787 and ratified by the American people over the course of the following year, the Constitution was the culmination of the revolutionary struggle against Great Britain that gave birth to the United States. And it has often seemed to neatly capture the ideals and the contradictions of the American Revolution itself. Obsession with the Constitution's beginnings, however, stems at least as much from the present, for to live in the United States is to feel the relevance of the Constitution's origins. One of the most venerated symbols of the nation's founding, the Constitution has acquired almost mythic status in American culture, inspiring reverence for the occasion of its construction and the wisdom of its authors. Battling over the Constitution's framers in books on Broadway and at political rallies has been an enduring American pursuit that is not likely to abate. Many observers treat the original Constitution as a blueprint for the kind of society America is or ought to be. To some, it was the paradigmatic expression of Enlightenment political science, limiting and balancing government in the name of individual liberty. To others, it mandated moral and economic progress, and to others yet, it bore the worst marks of 18th century inequality and dispossession, nowhere more striking than its complicity with slavery. Whether viewed as an engine of freedom or of inequality, the Constitution is tethered to the story of its origins. The Constitution's outsized role in shaping American identity has likewise